Hello. I'm currently in London and I've just had a meeting with Peter Bunnell, who is a curator at Art Sway in the south of England, and I'm just going to ask him what's going on at Sway at the moment.
We're just ending our annual open exhibition in a few days' time, and our next exhibition will be Dave Lewis Fieldwork, which is a partnership between Autograph, ABP, Art Sway and Oriel Davies Gallery in Wales.
And I just wanted to check, so what can we hope to see with that?
The show is called Fieldwork, and Dave was in residence in Sway for a few months and did a great deal of fieldwork in Wales in Newtown. And basically, he's gone in as an ethnographic researcher with an anthropological bent to basically research these very distinctive rural locales as a stranger, basically surveying a landscape, going in, interviewing people, and then trying to really get a kind of overall kind of view of a place, a feel for a place. And I should mention, although not a crucial real aspect to the work, I suppose, but Dave is a black artist, so it adds that kind of layer of a particular kind of cultural identities and so on.
Thank you very much. And part two of my miniature super quick interviews, I'm here with Susan McWilliam as well, who's an artist from Northern Ireland. So you were here in London to open an exhibition. Can you tell me about what that is and where it is?
Yes, I'm in a group show at Gamplefeet Gallery in London. It's a group show of four artists and includes work by myself and Caroline McCarthy and two other artists. And it's what's called a review show. So it's a collection of works by artists who have had solo shows in the downstairs space at the gallery over the past year or so. And the work that I'm showing is a video work called The Only Way to Travel, which is it's a piece of work which describes and narrates the travels of the Irish medium Eileen Garrett from London to New York in the 1930s and 1940s. And it features her daughter Eileen Coley, who is now 93, and her daughter Lizette Coley, who are the family of Eileen Garrett, who also run the Parapsychology Foundation in New York, which Eileen Garrett established in 1950. And I've been working with Eileen Coley and Lizette Coley for about 3 years now, and have shown a number of the video works that I've developed from working with them in various shows in London. So this week, while I've been over, I've been staying in a hotel overlooking Russell Square, which is very nice because it's kind of the stomping ground that, the place that Eileen Garrett would have been moving around in when she was living in London during the 30s and 40s.
Brilliant. Thanks very much.